Hanukkah, when a person will go around and ask people, what ness happened in Hanukkah? People will tell you, in Hanukkah, they found oil that was enough to light for one day, and it lit for 8 days. Any place, stop a kid, an adult, all over the world, what happened in Hanukkah? We found oil was enough for one day, and it was lighting for 8 days. But when we open Al HaNisim, we see something else completely. Rabim biyad me'atim, tmeim biyad ahoyrim, rishoyim biyad tzadikim, zeidim biyad oiske seir osecho. We don't mention at all the ness of the Ner Chanukah. We mention the war, rabim biyad me'atim, tmeim biyad ahoyrim, rishoyim biyad tzadikim, even zeidim biyad oiske seir osecho. But we don't mention nothing about the ness of the finding the Pach HaShemen. It was enough oil for one day and it lit for 8 days. So the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, the answer is very simple, very poshut. We don't have to thank for finding the oil. For us, there's no difference if they found the oil or did not find the oil. The Beis HaMikdash was anyway for 3 years, was not working when the Yevonim took over. Another 8 days before, 8 days later, Tumahut Rabitzibu. We have to thank what is Negev to us, Rabim Biyad Me'etim. We saved, we passed the war, they wanted to destroy us. And we were saved. This is what we have to think about. So the question is, we understand why Al HaNisim we don't mention the oil, because that was irrelevant to us. So why everyone answers that you know what happened in Hanukkah? They found the oil and it lit for 8 days. The answer is, because when you go around, what do you see in the windows? What do you see outside the houses? What do you see all over? Menorahs. We light oil for 8 days. Moisif ha'olich, another candle, another candle. So we symbolize the ness of the Pach HaShemen. We don't symbolize the ness of the war. We don't put the Maccabim in the window. I heard some people do. But we don't put a Maccabim outside the window. We put the oil. So we symbolize the ness of the oil. So this is the reason when you will ask someone what happened in Hanukkah, he will answer to you, we found the oil. So the question is even more. So you're right, we don't say thank you and the oil because it's irrelevant to us. So why will we symbolize? We symbolize with the ness of the Pach HaShemen. So the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said a beautiful, beautiful vault. I think maybe it's one of the nicest vaults, and I got it that I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva. He said the follows. If a person will come into a room and he will see a lady holding on a baby, washing him, changing his diaper, cleaning him, she puts him down, she goes to the next baby. He wonders to himself, this lady, who she is? Is the housekeeper, the helper, the babysitter, or she's the mother? If when she finishes to bathe the baby and change him and clean him, she puts him down and she goes to the next baby, housekeeper. If she picks him up and she gives him a kiss and his forehead, then you know this is the Yiddish Imam. A kiss in the forehead is the Yiddish Imam. For what the kid has to say thank you for the mother? For the kiss or for changing his diaper? For sure for changing his diaper, for cleaning him, for bathing him. But how he knows that it's his mother, how he feels that it's his mother, this is with the kiss. So the kid is proud. He feels good when he feels the kiss. He knows it's the mom. He knows it's the mother. But the thank you he has to say is about cleaning him, changing him. Klal Yisrael have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam al HaNisim, al HaNifloes, al HaTshuos. He has to thank for saving us. Not for the kiss. But, Zok Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. He promised, Sheloi tishtakach mipi zaroi. The Torah will never be forgotten. Look what Hitler yemach shemoi tried to destroy us. And look how much Torah is around. Over 10,000 people in the mirror. Look how much Torah is around in 70 years. All over the world. Torah, Torah, Torah. Sheloi tishtakach mipi zaroi. He promised. But he could do it because he has to. And he could do it because he wants to. He wanted to show us, when I'm saving you, when the Yevonim want Lashkichom Teirosecho, Ulaaviro Michuke Retzenecho, I'm going to save you. But I want to show you, Kinderlach, I'm not doing it because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. So he gave us the Ness of the Pach HaShemen. There we felt, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Ve'achar kach bo'u bonecho lidvir beisecho ve'hidliku neiros b'chatzos kodshecho. The candles were to show us the kiss. I love you, Kinderlach. I'm doing it because I love you, not because I have to. So thank you, we have to say, for saving us. But our prayers that he gave us a kiss, we put over in the windows to show Rabbeisai, this Ness is not because he has to. This Ness is because he wants to. This is the kiss that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, and this is what we're proud of, and this is the reason we put the menorah all over. Chaim Shalevit says it's the same thing in Kriyas Yamsuf. We know when Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us in Kriyas Yamsuf, apples came from the side, candies came, sour sticks were slipping out the walls. Why we need it? The biggest moment of Klal Yisrael. Why we need the sour stick, the candy, the apple? The answer is Hashem promised us to go out of Mitzrayim. He could do it because he has to, and he could do it because he wants to. He wanted to show us, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim because I want to, because I love you. This was the kiss. Hamoitzi es amo Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Hamavir bonov ben Kisri Yamsuf. B'shas Kiras Yamsuf, we felt the kiss. This was the candies. So how Klal Yisrael gave back a kiss to the Ribbono Shel Olam? When they felt that warm kiss, B'shas Kiras Yamsuf, they said one statement. Zekeili v'anveyu Eloike Ovi v'aroi memenu. When we will do the mitzvahs, we will show you b'Yirei Olam, we don't do it because we have to. We do it because we want to. We will do Hidur mitzvah. Not a little mitzvah. Beautiful. We'll put our Torah from silver. We'll buy a silver menorah. We'll buy a beautiful esrog. This is the Hidur mitzvah. So B'shas Kiras Yamsuf, when Hashem showed us he's taking us out, not because he has to, just because he wants to. So we gave back a kiss and we said, when we will do the mitzvahs, we will show you we will do it because we want to, not because we have to. This is the way Klal Yisrael showed back the Ahavat HaRibbono Shel Olam. So here's the point that I want to finish us. So Ner Chanukah is the kiss from Boira Olam. He showed us, he saved us because he wants to, not because he has to. So this is the reason Ner Chanukah we have a mitzvah that we never have. Mehadrin, mehadrin mina mehadrin, mehadrin mina mehadrin. Why? Normally you could use one candle, you use oil. You could do one, you do eight. You could do eight, you do for everyone of the family. Because the Chefza is the kiss. We want to show how much we want to, we want to, we want to. So I just want one little message to every one of you, Rabbi Yisai. If the mitzvah of Chanukah and the Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin, is to show Boira Olam, we are doing the mitzvahs because we want to. You know, you showed us you love us, we also want to show it. So a person has to know when he lights the menorah. He has to know, it's not enough I'm lighting the menorah. He lights the menorah and then he doesn't learn. He doesn't do mitzvahs. He doesn't behave properly. And Chanukah, he goes to places. Chanukah is about, I love you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to show you how much I feel. How you show Boira Olam? By learning, by davening, by keeping mitzvahs. So if we take the Chanukah and we mischazek, when we're lighting the candles and we know we're going to show you Boira Olam, we are doing the mitzvahs not because we have to. We're doing the mitzvahs because we want to. That will show the Ahava, the Kesher to Boira Olam, the Shaychus to Boira Olam. So again, we have to remember, why we mehadrim mina mehadrim in Chanukah, we never have such a thing in every mitzvah, because the candles is to show Boira Olam, we realize when you saved us, was not only Shleil Hashkichom Teirosecho, you showed the Ahava, Bo Vonecho Lidvir Beisecho. We will show you Boira Olam, when we do the mitzvahs, we do it because we want to, because we love to. So we light the menorah, oil, moisi v'hoylech, everyone of the family, because this is what we want to show. So for sure we have to, in the same time, show it with all the other actions, with learning, with midas, with tzedakah, with every one of the parts that the Boira Olam is waiting and is waiting for us and expecting us to do it in the right way. Afreilecha, afreilecha Chanukah.